Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf. Talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on. Because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had the golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. Yeah. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patented hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball. The Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages,
Biggs Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck! Hey!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man, I'm taking a leak in my pants!
Biggs Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bulls Apparel. Grab fashion by the horn. That's right. Bullseye Sports is now Bulls Apparel. Grant Rods, photo ball marker, makes for a great Father's Day gift idea. McNally 22, UFO Tour Golf. Ready Putt makes for another Father's Day gift idea. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Dad can always use golf balls. Another Father's Day gift idea right there. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Ball. Oh, man, I tell you what, selfless promotion is just the best. And also subscribe to Biggs Golf Talk in iTunes, and we are available in the Google Play Music Store. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGSGolfTalk.com. I'm Big John Vick. With your golf news, Dennis Whiten, the producer, Box of Shorts, who I hear is in Ohio doing an interview with Jack Nicklaus? What? I guess we'll find out later on about that. I'm scared now. And the man, the myth, the legend, the Golf Father, Bill Cuevas, here on Biggs Golf Talk. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Biggs. I like that. Kind of stuffed this morning.
I got something in my throat this morning. I don't know what it is. I got to go see a doctor after the show.
I think you're catching that self-promotion thing going out.
Yeah, I think I'm just choking on it or something like that. I don't know what it is. That self, shameless self-promotion of Father's Day gift ideas.
Not shameless. well worth it. That's absolutely perfect.
Hey, brother, you know what? I gotta say, to kick off this show, all right? Now, I have been trying this skin sunscreen. We had Jessica on the show a few weeks back, remember, with skin sunscreen, right?
Yes.
And yours is in the mail, by the way, to get to you. So I got to tell you, I am beyond impressed. The application of that lotion does not go on oily whatsoever. And it does not feel oily. My fear about sunscreen is always put it on my face because I'm always sweating and all that stuff.
Yep.
Dude, I put this on my face even during our golf round. Umpiring baseball, now I swear by it, I did 13 games last week, and I swore by that stuff.
That's all. I saw your social media output on it. I agree with you because I've had the samples that they've given us at the PGA show.
Yeah.
So I've used it several times at the PGA show. I used it on demo day because she was actually handing out samples, if you remember when we did the interview.
Yeah, right.
So I did meet her. And, I mean, it works. And it isn't, you know, oily. And I hate putting on sunscreen on my hands and then touching my clubs. And with that, you don't feel that way. So it's great for umpire, great for golf. I know it. You know,
if you're in the sun, it's great for anything. You're out barbecuing, it's good for anything. I mean, seriously, I know she gears to golfers, and that's great because truly it is for golfers because your clubs will not slip out of your hands or anything like that.
Nope.
But it's an all-purpose skin sunscreen, and I think she's missing a market where she could put it everywhere. You know?
Yeah, and I think that's where it's going to go. You know what I mean? We gave her some good ideas when we spoke with her and had the interview. And did you get any with the Folds of Honor cap?
No, she said those were being manufactured at the end of this month, I believe, in June.
Oh, okay.
Now that we're in June, so. But she says she'll be sure to get some of those out to us. So, and hopefully maybe I could convince her for a giveaway. Because I tell you what. I was a very, you know me, I was a skeptic of that. I seriously was a skeptic. I took the challenge. She challenged me to use it. I took that challenge. And I was like, I'm beyond. Folks, listen, I'm a big critic when it comes to sunscreen. I'm serious. And Jessica and Skin Sunscreen is not paying me anything to do this. I seriously will be using this moving forward because I couldn't even tell it was on. When I was umpiring 13 baseball games, I put a second coat on. I couldn't even tell it was on my body. It's on my arms. I didn't. You know, usually when I'm in the sun a long time, my arm starts itching and all that stuff. Billy, it never even started to itch.
That's awesome. Good stuff there. I knew it was good. And I remember when they first came out and they were out there testing skin and doing all their stuff. I mean, and they've been around. And they keep growing and growing and growing. And I think there's a lot more coming from them soon in the future.
The second product I want to talk about is Tech. I'm currently reviewing a rangefinder. And, Billy, the review is going to be in print pretty soon. So I'm going to be writing up. I want you guys to read the review, but I'll give you a preview of what it is. It's a very affordable rangefinder for those that don't want to spend $300, $400 on it. And I got to tell you, I will tell you this, the optics are amazing. I wear glasses. And when you wear glasses, sometimes when you use just a common rangefinder, it's very hard to view through the rangefinder. This has optics, and it was crystal, crystal clear. A great rangefinder at an affordable price, and I will put it right up there with those $300, $400 rangefinders. But the review will be coming out very, very soon about this rangefinder, and I would check them out. Now, there was a challenge put to me on social media about their customer service. I did put that to test. I'm not going to tell you right here what that test was, But it will be in print about what that test was when I put the customer service to test. So that
soon. Call me intrigued. I'm looking forward to reading the article.
Yeah, I am too. I'm it's great writing it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in print. And I think there's going to be a lot of people impressed by that. So looking forward to it. On the show today, Keith Cook is going to be joining us to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods. Now, Tiger Woods' story is pretty new, but it's been beaten like a dead horse for the last few days because, you know, details that keep coming out about what happened, how the police found him and all that stuff. There now there's rumor about there's damage to his car. He may have hit something or but not another vehicle, or, you know, he may have hit whatever, but they're saying that there's some damage to the car. And I know Dennis will be touching on it in the golf news, but Billy, I know you're not going to be joining us for the Keith Cook interview. Really quick, any thoughts on Tiger Woods?
I was surprised that I saw the video. I'm surprised that they released it that quick. You've seen bigger things and bigger stories where they don't release anything. I mean, if they really were looking to prosecute as more and then embarrass him, I think they would have held back a little bit. But, you know, it's kind of tough because if, you know, he got money, so you know he's going to push to get all this stuff thrown out and everything else. And, you know, with a good lawyer, I mean, how is he going to get a fair trial? You just basically showed everything out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the jury would be definitely tainted, in my opinion. But, you know, I just feel bad beating up a guy that's already down, so we'll see what happens.
And really, the only thing they could get him on is driving under the influence, but it's not alcohol. Let's make that clear.
Yeah.
He blew 0.00, so it was not alcohol, right?
Yeah, twice.
So he made a mistake about mixing drugs. Now, I have my opinion about the drugs issue about it. And I will discuss that with Keith Cook coming up after the golf news. Tiger needs some help personally, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of people slamming him, he needs help. And I know
Martin Keimer.
Yes.
Martin Keimer reached out and said, hey, you know, he's done a lot for the game. And people are forgetting that.
Yeah.
You know, he's done a lot for the game. And instead, though, this ridicule, oh, he's going to do this. What about him now? You know, what about him then? What about the stuff that he has done?
How much did he grow golf?
Yes,
because he came on the scene, golf just went up. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Still, if you say Tiger Woods is going to be golfing in a tournament, ticket sales will go up.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Big thing.
Yeah.
And one last thing on that subject. I'm glad Nike didn't abandon him. They're sticking with him, and as I think they should.
Right.
And, you know, I wish him the best. And, you know, I look forward to listening in to you and Keith speaking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Billy, we have to head into our golf news, and our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. They are the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in a full line of men's plus fours, golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts. Also looks great in a Bullseye apparel shirt as well, allowing them to actually deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like Bill, the golf father Quavis, and myself, and other golfers around the world. Listen, GolfKnickers.com is committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played in golf knickers. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your golf knickers today at golfknickers.com. Here with your golf news is Dennis the Menace Whiten.
Thanks, Big John, and we're going to lead off our golf knickers news talking about the elephant in the room, and that would be Tiger Woods. This past week, he was arrested and charged with suspicion of driving under the influence. Now, in his defense, there was no alcohol involved. This was apparently a drug interaction problem. Basically, it looks like from what all the reports that are out there is he may have damaged his car a little bit. Nobody was hurt. He wasn't hurt, thank goodness. He was found by police on the side of the road with the car parked, and it was still running, but he was asleep on the steering wheel. But I don't want to give this any more attention than we already have, just because it's one of those things. But we actually had Boxer out there in the field this week. He went out to Dublin, Ohio, to Murrayfield, and he got a chance to talk with Jack Nicklaus. Check it out.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Nicklaus. Boxer Shorts from Biggs Golf Talk. Would you care to comment on the Tiger Woods situation?
Not really. That was fast enough. Thank you very much.
No. Here you go. I mean, obviously, I don't really know what happened, what went on, or so forth and so on. But I feel bad for Tiger. Tiger's a friend. He's been great for the game of golf, and I think he needs all our help, and we wish him well.
So moving on to the actual business at hand out at the Murrayfield and the Memorial Tournament this week. To win a PGA Tour event, of course, is a special thing, but to win at Jack's Place, now that is something entirely different. The enormity of winning at Murrayfield Village and shaking the hand of arguably the greatest golfer to ever play the game in Jack Nicklaus, who is the tournament host, was not lost on William McGirt. McGirt, the defending champion, is still pinching himself after an incredible up and down on the 72nd hole to secure victory in front of his idol last year. Anytime you get to shake his hand, it's a pretty special moment, McGirt grinned as he seeks to become the first to defend the Memorial Tournament since Tiger Woods did it back in 2000 and 2001. Coming back here to his place, he put so much time and effort into making this place his own Augusta National, and to come back here and defend as champion is honestly a dream come true. A large part of the field these days never saw Jack Nicklaus play golf, and they certainly never got to witness him in his prime as he worked his way to 73 PGA Tour wins and 18 majors. But they all revere him, and they all love and honor his legacy by being part of his tournament. So good luck to all the players out there at Murrayfield, and Jack, you're doing a great job. And unfortunately, we're going to end this week's news on a sad note. Admired around the world for his play, grace, and sportsmanship, golfer Roberto DiVincenzo died this past Thursday in Argentina. He was 94 years old. DiVincenzo won the inaugural U.S. Senior Open in 1980 at Wingfoot, and he received the Bob Jones Award in 1970. He was a champion in more than 230 tournaments worldwide, including the 1967 Open Championship at Hoy Lake, where he triumphed over Nicklaus and Gary Player. DiVincenzo is also remembered for his scoring gaffe at the 1968 Masters, where he had birdied the par 4 17th hole, but his fellow competitor Tommy Aaron inadvertently wrote down a 4 instead of a 3. DiVincenzo did not realize the error, and he signed the scorecard, and under the rules of golf, he had to take the higher score. Bob Golby went on to win that year, and DiVincenzo had to settle for a heartbreaking runner-up finish. DiVincenzo was born in the suburbs of Buenos Aires, and he acquired his love of the game as a caddy. He developed his skills, and at the age of 19 in 1942, he won his first Argentine tournament. And the rest, as they say, is history. DiVincenzo was a tremendous striker of the ball. One of three or four best I ever saw, Gary Player told the Golf World in 2006. If he had played a full schedule in America, he would have won a lot more major championships because he knew how to win. Robert DiVincenzo was 94 years old, and he will be missed. Our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com, the world's leading retailer of golf apparel. They specialize in a full line of men's plus four or golf knickers, and to complement the knickers, they also have a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver a complete outfit to their customers. For more information, go to GolfKnickers.com, and in fact, if you enter the promo code BIGG, B-I-G-G, you can save 10% on all your apparel today. More of Big's Golf Talk right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? ReadyPut. It's the putter cover reinvented. ReadyPut has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. ReadyPut Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with ReadyPut.
For more information about ReadyPut, visit ReadyPut.com. That is ReadyPut.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Thoughts is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Thoughts can personalize it for you. Golf Thoughts conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis. So to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's B-I-G-G-J-O-N 15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We're back, and as Dennis Witten had stated in his golf news about Tiger Woods, and he didn't want to get deep into it because there's a lot of news outlets talking about it, but we're going to have a roundtable discussion here with two people. My next guest is Keith Cook. He's a blogger, golf blogger, and he's a great guy, and he's a golfer himself. Big fan of golf, and he has been following this Tiger Woods story last night. And let me bring him in. Keith, welcome into Big's Golf Talk, my friend.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How's the golf game going?
Not too bad. I'm enjoying the change in weather here. In Michigan, it's nice to see the sun and a little bit of warmer temperatures.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night I was sitting around with my friends having a cigar and having an adult beverage, if you will, and we started talking about the Tiger Woods thing as everybody is talking, you know, at the table, and if you're a golf fan, you're just discussing it. And everybody's like, what's the big hoopla? He wasn't drinking. He blew a 0.00 two times. Me and Bill, the Godfather Quavis, talked briefly about it in the first segment as we opened up the show. But it seems that he had mixed medications in his system, and that's where my questions come up about Tiger Woods with his pain medications. I'm wondering, is he having an issue with his pain medications as far as maybe taking a little bit too much at times? I don't know. Obviously not there. Obviously I'm not around him taking it. But it sure seems that he's getting confused about what medications he's putting in his system, not knowing the effects of those medications, you know.
The amounts and, the different things, right.
So I'm kind of wondering, you know, and by the way, shocking or not shocking, but seems like the golf world, the pro tour circuit, a lot of the players come into Tiger's defense saying he's a good person, you know, if he does need help. Martin Kamer says, you know, comes up and says, hey, I'm here as a friend. Jack Nicklaus, you know, we heard our producer, Boxer Shorts, kind of have a clip from Jack Nicklaus saying he supports Tiger Woods. Keith Cook, you've been following the story in depth. What is your take on it?
Well, I think you make some really good points, and I think that's one of the issues and concerns. And actually what's kind of surprised me a little bit is the sort of defense that a lot of folks are coming to, almost like it's a normal thing, like, hey, we've all been there kind of thing. And I just don't agree with that stance, you know. And I don't think Tiger himself, you know, when he came out and actually said, you know, that he was sorry for his actions, I don't think that he does either. You know, it's alcohol or no alcohol. You know, he was operating a motor vehicle under the influence.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of those same concerns with the medications and the different things. I'm not sure that I've liked sort of the sensationalism that's kind of going on in the press now with the video of his actual arrest and, you know, the video of his condition and everything. I think that, to me, it almost is a little bit like piling on. I think we all know. I think most of his friends and most of his inner circle, if they don't know already, they've at least expressed outward concern, just like you just said earlier, to make sure that he's not having, you know, some more significant issues. You know, those painkillers, not just for Tiger Woods, but for anyone who takes them, are potentially very addictive.
You know what? And I'll be the first one. I'll be the first one to admit it. I mean, when I had my hand surgeries, I wanted to take them all the time. I had to have somebody actually control my dosage because it just felt so good.
You know,
right.
And I'm sure anybody that has taken pain medications know exactly what we're talking about. It's very
I believe so as well. I believe at some point, you know, you start to get concerned. You start to even if it's not warranted at this point because we don't know. I think in a week or so, we'll see the toxicology report, or we'll hear of it coming out, and we'll see those amounts. And I think it'll become apparent then if this just was a one-time thing and there wasn't an overabundance in his system, or we'll actually see if the toxicology reports come out and we'll actually see, wow, he did have, you know, way more within his system than was required or was prescribed by his doctors. And I think that's the largest issue is I think people are looking out for his health.
Right.
I personally haven't liked the piling on part of that, but I also am very surprised on social media that there's almost been that sort of almost a waiver of responsibility, really, from some of his biggest fans, like, hey, no alcohol, you know, almost a no big deal attitude. And I don't quite subscribe to that. I think what he did was dangerous. It was both dangerous to himself, but it was also dangerous to the public. I'm really glad it turned out the way it did with him, not himself or anyone else.
Right.
So yeah. That's sort of where I stand on it. And we'll know in a couple weeks, depending if he has an issue, but it wouldn't surprise me because it's not like we haven't seen other pro athletes and entertainers, to be honest, that became very addicted to that type of a substance and may have done so becoming addicted without intending to be. You know, Prince comes to my mind of somebody here recently that was addicted and was able to gain access to the levels of medication that that he needed to sustain that. So,
well, when you have money, and you know what? And when you have money like Prince and you have money like Tiger Woods, you pretty much you get any pain medication you want in any fashion because it could take some money to get it, and you don't have to have a prescription for it.
Right, you know, and you can find others that will either provide you their prescription, yep. whether it was, you know, medically required or not. You can find it and buy those pills. But you know, for me, like I said, I don't like the sensationalism part of it. That seems to be calming down a little. I was surprised that the Golf Channel went so hard and so thorough with it, but also they are a news network in that sense. And if they didn't reported in with the same zealous, they'd probably be accused the other way of almost trying to protect a tour star. And so, but I'm glad that we're kind of getting to a point where we're starting to look have a little more perspective than the headlines that that hit just this actually just this past Monday. So
yeah,
two months ago now. So yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Keith, and we had this discussion me and Bill the Godfather Cuevas earlier. Seems to me the authorities, if those that's building this case, are more want to embarrass Tiger Woods than build the case, because why would they release this video so soon? Why don't they build this case and then do their thing and then release the video as most times authorities do?
Yeah, I think the authorities are being very sure that they follow all the proper steps within Florida, and I've watched a little of this too. Within Florida, those things are for public records. I'm not sure if the police could have declined to have released those based on other factors. I mean, we're looking at it in a sense right now as a guy who got pulled over for a DUI, and public figure or not, you know, those records could be requested, and I believe that's how it works under Florida law. But it also works that way to protect the public and to show the police behavior in situations that are far more serious, like police shootings that may occur, those kind of things where they get those videos out there. So I don't really see them. I don't see them being concerned about their case. Tiger is already, through his apology, his official apology that he issued, almost admitted guilt. That may or may not have been something that his attorney would have preferred. Maybe it was directed that way, but I don't see them having much of an issue proving the case if they even had to do so, because Tiger is a first offender as far as we know in any of these kind of an area. So I don't see him having an issue gaining any kind of support under that kind of a treatment for a first offender. I'm sure there will be some punishment. There potentially could be a plea bargain to a lesser offense, but we'll have to see. But I don't really think the police are in any way targeting or attempting to get that narrative out there that they want to spin. I think this is pretty open and shut, and I think they're just going to work with Tiger and his lawyers as they would with any first offense person who got into the same kind of difficulties and trouble.
ESPN writer, I won't mention his name, pretty much said, at this point of Tiger's career as a golfer, we are just praying for one magical week from him, that we don't expect to see the dominant Tiger Woods anymore. Do you agree with that statement, Keith?
You know, I do, and it's almost kind of what I hope for, too. You know, I mean, just like you, you know, I watched Tiger, and I was able to really enjoy Tiger at his absolute best when he was the most dominant golfer in the world, without question. You know, and the space between the number one and number whoever was number two at the time was significantly gapped. And so, but what I see with him now, sometimes you would almost, if you were close enough to think, you'd say, hey, let's not maybe get back to that, or at least initially achieve to that same level of, you know, not only am I going to begin golf again, but I'm here to win this tournament. And I'm, you know, because of all the times, and especially this last comeback, when he put that really aggressive schedule out there and he said, I'm going to play this and I'm going to fly to Dubai and all of that, I was just like, man, I would just like you to
play four solid rounds and make
a cut. And
yeah,
I hope the best. Honestly, I think for certain we've seen the best of Tiger Woods. And for me as a golf fan and a person who is really a fan of Tiger Woods and what he's brought to the game, you know, everything from the growth to the popularity and everything that he's brought with it, I really hope that as a person, he can sort of get himself to a place where he's happy in life. And to be honest, that might not be in professional golf. It might be involved in some of the other golf avenues that he's going down with his foundation, and perhaps even as an architect is a field that he's starting to get into as well.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, because last night during our table discussion, having and enjoying a good spirit and a cigar, that conversation took place. I know ESPN writer said he wishes and he hopes for one magical week. I even question that part, because me personally, this is my opinion. This is not a fact. This is not a story reporting. My opinion is Tiger Woods is done as a professional golfer, and I think he really needs to face that fact and concentrate on, like you said, Keith Cook, the other aspects of his business. You know, the building of golf courses. He has restaurants. He's talking about buying golf companies. I think Tiger needs to face, because here's the thing. Tiger Woods is used to being the dominant golfer on the tour. He's used to having that 120 mile per hour swing speed. I mean, he was whipping it. And how do you actually train yourself to not do that when you're not supposed to do that? Doctor says you can't do that. It's physically impossible with the amount of surgeries you have to do that. Tiger Woods knows how to golf one way. And I think he needs to face that fact that if I can't golf this way, I need to do something else professionally.
Right. I agree with you, but I would also probably say that's something that a fan hopes, right? That's something that a fan like you and I hope, that like you're like, hey man, you know, we loved what you provided us, but we want you to be happy and healthy as a person.
Yes.
And be that guy in 10, 20 years, how we look at sort of Nicklaus with the golf business. We still love what he did as a golfer. We still love the records that he set and the majors that he won. But, you know, I think what's difficult right now is I don't think Tiger can see himself that way. And I think that greatness that comes with all of that talent, that greatness is so internally driven. I'm not sure that it's that easy to turn off. And I think other sports athletes, not just golf, I think other sports athletes have had the same kinds of issues. You know, you start talking about any other sport, really. I mean, Brett Favre comes to mind. I'm retired, I'm not retired. I'm retired, I'm not retired.
Yeah.
It's that internal drive is difficult to shut off. But yeah, from the outside, as we're all looking from the outside and sort of as fans of the game and of, I think most of us of Tiger look at it that way. You know, we look at it like it's okay if we don't see any of this more from you. We saw what we saw, and we appreciated it, and we loved it as golf fans. So it's okay if you move into this second phase of your life. We understand, right? You have back surgeries, multiple back surgeries. You have all these kinds of things that won't allow you to compete at the professional level anymore, but that's okay because we still view you as Tiger Woods.
Right.
And I hope that at some point he can get to that level. But yeah. I don't know. I just hope for him now. He's got a lot to get behind him right now. That mugshot is going to be on the internet forever. I've already seen it be turned into memes, you know, because on different things, people trying to be humorous with it, but that's going to be out there. So that'll be something he has to deal with in whatever manner he wants to deal with it. But, yeah, I'm like you. I don't think professionally he's probably going to be successful anymore. Would love to be proven wrong, but I don't believe that probably is in his future. And I would love to see him move on and be successful in those other businesses that he's got on his plate.
You know, I mentioned this earlier with Bill. There's no doubt about when you have Tiger Woods in the field, he sells tickets. There's no doubt about that. You know, he still does it. If you say Tiger Woods is going to be at the U.S. Open, golfing in the U.S. Open, that will sell tickets. I rather see Tiger Woods do Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, you know, do a cameo tournament, you know, maybe golf in the Masters because, you know, he can be there as a Masters champion, you know, and continue to do something like that for golf if he wants to actually continue to golf. But I just don't think the tour and taking on a schedule on the tour is the right thing for him physically, even at this point mentally. And I just think us as fans, whether you're a fan or not, you just got to wish Tiger Woods the best personally and professionally. He is still a man. He's not a robot. Yes, he was dominant during his time, but he's still a human being and he's still a man, and we still need to wish him well.
Well said. I agree with you on that. I think that all those things are a factor in his continued drive to play professional golf, if that's what he wants to continue to do. But I agree with you 100% on that. We hope for the best of him as a person, and his golf is going to stand through history, and they'll talk about him, if not in the same sentence as Jack Nicklaus, they'll talk about him as the second greatest player of all time.
Absolutely.
And I think I consider all of us pretty lucky to have seen that, because I thought it was actually pretty neat to watch a player that dominant and change the game that much.
And grow the game that much.
Absolutely. I mean, and the numbers are real. You know, I mean, golf was at its height in popularity when Tiger was at his height. You know, golf was a 30 million person game when Tiger was at his height. It's down to about 24 million now. So, I mean, you could draw a correlation to that or not, but golf at its heights involved Tiger Woods at its heights, and I think that will always stand in history for something that he was able to bring to the game, that popularity and that growth.
Well said. Keith Cook from The Local Golfer, golf blogger. How can people find out more information and follow you, sir?
Well, I write a blog, a weekly blog, and then different blog opinions, product reviews for www.thelocalgolfer.com, and you can just visit the website, and we have links to different articles. We also have reviews of courses directly on the site itself. So it's a great site. We'd love for folks to come visit. And I really appreciate the time you gave me and the access to your program here and to your audience. I appreciate it very much.
Keith Cook, anytime you're on, it's always a great conversation, my friend. Thank you so much. We're going to make the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk. Coming up next is your Golf Life Report here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. Hit drives for more than just show. Yelled 4-1 for balls unseen and approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done. Time to make the turn. More fun to come. If only we had more gizmos and gadgets. digits, we might not have been sat in the sand. The cart girl's drinks strained our budgets, but we got a birdie in the hand. Time to make the turn, first half is done. Time to make the turn, more fun to come, yeah. Head to the clubhouse for a quick pit stop. Add up damage from the front nine. Get food and drink, and we're not talking pop. Head out knowing the back will be fine. Time to make the turn, first half is done. Time to make the turn, more fun to come, yeah. Time to make the turn, first half is done. Time to make the turn, more fun to come, yeah.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGGGOLFTALK to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber, patent hollow metal core, creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. We met up with Jeff Lowe, CEO of Ready Putt, while out in Vegas to learn more about their amazing, unique putter covers.
Every time I get to the green, I want to clean my ball. And I always forget bringing in a towel or spit on the ball and wipe it on my pants. So what do I always bring to the green? I bring my putter. So we reinvented the putter cover. Put a ball cleaner on there, put a magnet on there, so you put your divot repair tool and ball marker, so you've got everything you need to prepare your putt. So with Ready Putt, we've got you covered. We've got the three sizes that fits oversized, your mid-mallets, mallets, and your blade style and mid-mallets. The ball cleaner is three layers. There's a waterproof layer, an absorbent layer, and a microfiber towel on top. So pour water on here before your round. You'll have a wet cleaning surface throughout your round. The blade style cover has everything you need also. It has a water-retaining ball cleaner, has a magnetic surface, so you have everything which is your divot repair tool and ball marker. So you simply grab your putter, go to the green, you got everything you need to prepare your putt. So people are going to love getting a ready putt as a tee prize because it's something that they're going to value. They'll see this over and over every time they play their round. You give them the tees or balls, ends up in the water, they use a tee once. This thing, it'll be with them really for the rest of their putting career. If you're interested in getting a ready putt, head over to readyputt.com. And for custom orders, you can email us at info@readyputt.com.
Recently, we have done several product reviews that we feel you need to check out. Head over to our website to learn more about Core Performance. Check out the review on a green putter from Mantis Golf. Need some fresh golf apparel? Check out the review on what is new from Puma Golf. Those great reviews are now up at golflife.com. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this.
Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is B-U-L-L-Z-I sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
In the folded flag, we see the heavy price of freedom. Nearly 9 out of 10 dependents of America's fallen and disabled soldiers do not qualify for federal scholarship assistance. The Folds of Honor closes that gap, already providing over 10,000 scholarships. Join us in this noble mission. Donate today at foldsofhonor.org. This is your call to duty.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. And as we teed up here on 16, 17, and 18, I'm joined back with Bill, the Golf Father, Cuevas. And Billy, I know you had a chance to sit back and listen to Keith Cook's outtake on Tiger Woods. And, you know, I have to agree with Keith. I think we just have to consider Tiger Woods to be a human being and wish him nothing but the best. And if there's issues, we hope that he gets the help he needs.
Awesome. I agree with that 100%.
All right, Billy, it's been a while since we've had Biggs Product of the Week, so let's do it right now. Biggs Product of the Week.
This is Biggs Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, with this week's Product of the Week.
And Billy, we have one Product of the Week this week between the both of us, and it's for a great, great cause. Jamba Juice stores will be selling signature Folds of Honor tumblers through June 24th, and Billy, they are helping with part of the proceeds going back to the Folds of Honor.
Yeah, it actually goes through July 4th, 2017, and it's at participating Jamba stores. They're selling these awesome signature tumblers, and they have the Folds of Honor, of course, logo on them. And it's to help, you know, support the Folds of Honor's mission, of course, which is the educational scholarships. $2 from each tumbler purchased is going to benefit the Foles. And, you know, we're big fans of the Foles, Major Ed, Major Dan Mooney, everything that they do. We've been blessed to meet so many of the recipients and participate in a lot of stuff. And, you know, we're going to Indiana, you know, to help even more. So when we saw this, of course, it had to be the product of the week. Their goal, just in the tumblers, is to raise at least $50,000. And that's 10 scholarships for college, just alone on that, which is phenomenal, you know. And then to top it all off, during June 27th through July 4th, Jamba's going to donate $2 to the Foes of Honor for up to an additional $10,000 for everybody that uses Jamba Salute on social media.
Whoa!
So
listen, so, we have thousands and thousands of followers right now, folks. And what's those dates again?
It's from June 27th through July 4th.
From July 4th. I want everybody to use the hashtag Jamba Salute, which is J-A-M-B-A. You know, Billy, we're talking about Jamba Juice and what they're doing for charity and all that stuff. But you know what? They're no just an everyday. I mean, they really believe in health. I mean, wholesome nutrition and healthy living is what they are serving up.
Yes. I mean, and they're helping our fallen, you know, soldiers. It's amazing the way they're stepping up, you know, especially this time of year. You know, we just got through Memorial Day weekend, of course, and everybody, you know, a lot of people think it's barbecue time and stuff like that. But, you know, guys like you and me, we know the meaning behind it. We try to do it every day. We try to remember them every day that we do stuff. You know, we're big with the Foes in our military. I wish every day was Military Appreciation Day. But when companies give back, you got to support those companies that are willing to step up and help. You know, fund scholarships and help, you know, place, you know, people like, you know, the Foes of Honor and other military out there. So I think it's a home run. I think everybody's going to win. And all it's going to take is people to use a hashtag Jamba Salute. And we can raise an additional $10,000 on top of hopefully achieving the $50,000 that they want to get the 10 student scholarships.
You know, back in 1990, after a workout, it was the owner of Jamba Juice was sipping on a smoothie when a proverbial light bulb popped on over his head. How could he bring this bliss to the rest of the world? And Jamba Juice started out as a little juice shop with a big idea that healthy living starts locally. They've made it their purpose to infuse that thought into everything they do. Jamba Juice stores are all over this country, including here in Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee area, in the Madison area. So no reason that you can't support the Foes of Honor and have the greatest juice on this planet from Jamba Juice.
I agree. You know, with over 900 Jamba Juice stores all over the place globally, go in there, get some healthy juice, and support our military.
And you're all about healthy living, isn't it? So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. And you know how I am. I mean, the older I get, the more conscious I get of my health. And Jamba Juice helps with that. You know, like he got his idea after working out. And that's what you need. You got to try and get some kind of healthy stuff. They got their breakfast wraps. They got hot oatmeal. They got a lot of good stuff.
Well, they don't just have juice. They have energy bowls. They have shots. Yeah. They have tasty bites, smoothies, and some boost. And, of course, they have juice. And they also have Jamba Kids. So take the family there and make it an outing and get everybody a Folds of Honor tumbler.
Yeah. Represent. Show your support for our military. It's really, really simple. And if you can't, if there's not a Jamba Juice next to you, you know, between June 27th and July 4th, simple hashtag, $2 every time you use the hashtag on social media.
Yep, absolutely. Get yourself a Jamba Juice, support the Folds of Honor. And by the way, for those that do not know about the Folds of Honor, back in 2007, Major Dan Rooney, an F-16 fighter pilot in the Oklahoma Air National Guard, started the Folds of Honor Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to providing educational scholarships to the families of our American heroes. To date, The foundation has provided support to thousands of spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. And by the way, if this is the first time you're hearing about Folds of Honor, this is the first time you're probably listening to the show, because we talk about it all the time. It's probably one of our number one charities that we provide support for. So that's what the Folds of Honor is all about, providing a scholarship for the spouses and children of American fallen and disabled service members. And we really need to step up and become a wingman. And one of the ways you could do that is by supporting Jamba Juice and getting that Folds of Honor tumbler. And also hashtagging from June 27th through July 4th, nope. Jamba Salutes. You could believe Biggs Golf Talk and Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, Lake County Sports Network, we're all going to be hashtagging during that week.
Absolutely, for sure, 100%, every day, all day.
Absolutely. For more information about Jamba Juice, head over to the website, jambajuice.com, jambajuice.com. And by the way, we will have more information about what they're going to be doing with this big fundraiser and all that stuff. And, you never know. I think there's going to be some photographs popping up on social media with Big John Vick and with the Golf Father, Bill Cuevas, with Jamba Juice Folds of Honor tumblers in their hands. I think you could pretty much count on it with the hashtag Jamba Salutes. We hope to see pictures of you with the Folds of Honor tumbler. And Billy, Jamba Juice, our Biggs product of the week. All right, Billy, that does it for another great show here on Biggs Golf Talk. We'll see you next week, my friend.
Have a great weekend. See you next week.
Hit it straight, my friend.
Yes. Only way I know how.
That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Bullseye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, BullseyeSports.net. That's B-U-L-L-Z-I, the letter I, sports.net. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. You don't play golf. The wife is moaning. We're gonna play golf. The kids are all screaming like someone's gonna die. The grass needs mowing, it's too big high. But the boys are cold, so here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing at that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Even birdie par and double bogey too. The boys are calling so.
Shut up. That comes. when you take a